Iran, 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, hello and welcome to the program. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a speech at the Holy Shrine of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, in Mashhad, in the beginning of the Iranian 1397 year, said, "In the year that passed, the Islamic Republic succeeded to hoist the flag of dignity and might of the Iranian nation in the region and had an important share in breaking the back of the Takfiris and establishing security in the region," unquote. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, emphasizing on the presence of the Islamic Republic of Iran in some of the regional countries, according to the demand of their governments and nation, made it clear, "We have neither bullied nor have we interfered in the domestic affairs of countries. They requested, and we helped them, and we did this with logical motives and very rational calculations rather than sentiments." Unquote. One of the ideals of the Islamic Revolution has been the promotion of culture of resistance in the face of the global system of dominance. The Islamic Republic of Iran, in its 40th year of life, has continued the path of defending the rights of oppressed nations, as it has been expressly mentioned in the Constitution. The foreign policy of the Islamic Republic is also based on principles such as unflinching support for the downtrodden and Muslims in the world. The Article 16 of Principle 3 of the Constitution stresses the designing of foreign policy on the basis of Islamic criteria, brotherly commitment toward all Muslims, and unflinching support for the downtrodden across the world. Principle 154 also make it clear that the Islamic Republic of Iran, while avoiding any intervention in the internal affairs of other nations, supports righteous struggle of the downtrodden against oppressors in any region of the world. Dr. Sayyid Jalaluddin Madani explains this principle in his book, "As long as nations are not determined to realize their rights, there will be no possibility of change in them, and whenever a nation grows up and demands its violated rights, it will cause change. The support of the Islamic Republic for such an uprising is not considered as intervention, because the solidity and stability of the system depends on the demand of the people, and when a nation asks for help, it has used its rights rather than foreign help." Unquote. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "Whenever we interfere, we say it clearly. We interfered in the affairs against Israel, and the result was the victory of the 33-day war and the 22-day war. After this also, wherever any nation or any group which confronts the Zionist regime, we will be behind it and help it and have no fear of saying this." Unquote. In view of the Islamic Republic of Iran, every nation should enjoy equal rights in the international system and shouldn't be aggressed or bullied by any country. The Islamic Republic of Iran is opposed to any aggression, invasion, and occupation. And wherever it realizes that a nation is in need of support against aggression, it will not hesitate to support it and condemn the aggressor and oppressor. The founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, said, "We must support the downtrodden of the world, because Islam supports the whole downtrodden in the world, and Iran spends its power to support other Muslims." Unquote. These stances mean opposition against domineering policies and behaviors. The Islamic Republic has been shaped on the basis of the culture of resistance, self-sacrifice, freedom-seeking, self-belief, bond between politics and religion, justice-seeking, and a struggle against arrogance. Since its birth, the Islamic Revolution has fought the global arrogance, symbolized by the U.S. and the Zionist regime of Israel, and the most illegitimate entity in the world. The right to live is one of the birthrights of every human being. But today, the regimes which are supported by the United States of America are committing every crime with full impunity. The fabricated Zionist regime of Israel has committed every imaginable crime for the past 7 years, but the U.S. has always supported it shamelessly. Saudi regime has been a partner in crime for the U.S. and Israeli regime at least for the past 3 decades. Saudis started their military assault on Yemen on March 25, 2015, but there is no movement or cry of the U.S. human rights on the issue. Rania Khalek, American analyst, tweeted on the barbaric attacks of Saudis on Yemeni people, "In Yemen, every hour a citizen loses his life due to cholera, and the U.S.-sponsored Saudi bombardment and siege is the cause of widespread outbreak of cholera." Unquote. Although these moves and battles have existed in the past eras too, the occurrence of the Islamic Revolution caused fundamental development in the teachings of the culture of resistance. Without doubt, it can be said that today, defense of values and justice-seeking ideal of the Islamic Republic have inspired deprived nations to resist against the hegemonic system in the world. The impacts of this can be seen in the awakening of oppressed nations. Oppressed nations now believe that they can confront despotic regimes. The culture of resistance has been shaped up in the form of Islamic uprisings in the Islamic world and the culture of fighting oppression among deprived nations. Universalization of the values of the Islamic Revolution has made the demand for ending the U.S. hegemony and Israeli occupation of Palestine to a global demand. Protests against domineering systems, especially the Great Satan, the U.S., and its continuous violation of international treaties and non-commitment vis-a-vis global issues such as the environment, preservation, nuclear disarmament, racism, and discrimination have been universalized. In view of this, the demand for basic changes in the structure of the global system and monopoly has been focused on the bodies like the United Nations Security Council and Monetary Fund and institutions in the first place. The Iranian nation's stiff resistance against the bullying of the U.S. and its allies have created the belief among oppressed nations that it is possible to stand against domineering powers.